Blog Talk Radio.
Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever can.
Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. To get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mount. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted, but that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can't get in the doors. But it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer.
Hello, and how is everybody doing this evening? I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are ready to go for tonight's live show. We have a gentleman on the line that I am very excited to talk to because there are some special things going on in Boulder, Colorado, and this man has his ear to the ground, so to speak, when it comes to the CU Buffs. It's none other than Mr. Bobby Pesavento. He is a Big 12 champion quarterback. He was the quarterback of the CU Buffs during the 2000 and 2001 season. I wanted to speak to Bobby in particular, you guys, because there are so many things that go on when a program has consistent losing seasons and then turns things around. And Bobby was, once again, the quarterback during 2000-2001. So he was a part of a program that went 3-8. In 2000, but came back in 2001 and won the conference championship and went 10-3. So I think we already have Bobby on the line. Hey, Bobby, can you hear me tonight?
Yeah, buddy, I'm here, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, we appreciate you coming back on. The first time that you came on, you killed it, and we always get a good following that wants to hear from you. So appreciate the time.
Absolutely. More than happy to.
So let's get right into it because we've got some CU fans and we've also got, you know, maybe some young recruits that are interested in the Colorado football program, might not know much about the program. As I mentioned, you were a champion quarterback, Big 12 championship 2001. You originally didn't start the season as the starter, but you were a big piece in bringing that championship back to Boulder. So I definitely also want to talk about that. But let's get started with the obvious. This Colorado team, 2016 team, is 4-1. Last year, they only won four games the entire season. In your opinion, what's been the big deal with the turnaround?
You know, T, I think it's just been some patience. Coach McIntyre's, you know, been there for about 4 years now, and guys have bought in. They've been able to go out and recruit and get the type of athletes they wanted. You know, and all that was kind of in the same transition time of moving from the Big 12 to the Pac-12. With that being said, you know, I think for the first time, they really have a full team where they have speed on the outside on both sides of the football. And most crucial, you know, up front on the offensive and defensive line, and they have some serious depth where, you know, I truly believe in the past few seasons where if a starter went down, there just wasn't somebody ready to come in and fill that hole that was quite good enough. And these kids have worked hard, and they've gotten to a point where, you know, the second guy and the third guy are now really talented, and they've been there for a while, so they understand what CU's trying to do. And you know, when you have a full team like that and you got guys that step in and they're ready to play when a guy goes down, And then also, you know, when you got playmakers on the outside that, on both sides of the ball, offensively, you know, that can take the top off the defense, and defensively that are just, you know, ball hawks and all the way, always around the football, you know, you end up winning a lot of games. And, you know, the Buffs have started out great so far with, you know, with some good wins. And, you know, if special teams weren't a little bit of a question at Michigan, there's a good chance they could be undefeated right now.
Well said. And I think that's when they got on the radar with a lot of people, was when they made Michigan have to come back to win that game. So perfect feedback right there. In your opinion, Bobby, would you say that the success of college programs and the turnaround for Colorado is mainly due to recruiting?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I think there was, you know, there's been an increase in the level of talent year after year that's been coming to the University of Colorado. And these guys have been around the coaching staff now for a good amount of time, where they understand the system, they understand what all the goals are. And, you know, like anything, when you can go get guys that can go play football and are really good, you can fix a lot of problems. But, you know, I think it's, you know, more than just that, you got to have support, you know, you got to have a coaching staff that gets it, that pushes these kids to make them better. You got to have an athletic department that supports what's going on and believes in the coach and gives them the time necessary to build the program back up. And, you know, I think you kind of saw glimpses of it over the past two seasons, where they could compete, you know, for 2.5, 3 quarters against really good teams, but then they just get outplayed down the stretch. And you know, those guys, it just takes time to learn. It takes time to learn on the road. It takes time to learn how to play well against a conference team that's really good and get those victories.
Great point. This is Coach Mack's fourth season that he is with CU. In your opinion, because obviously this is big-time college football and it's a business, in your opinion, how much time do you think a college coach deserves to turn a program around?
You know, I truly feel that a coach has to have like 4 to 5 years, because you never know what they're inheriting, you know, and if their system's a little different, then you gotta get new guys in and then coach up the guys you have to what, you know, that coach wants to do philosophically. You know, like you said, it is a business and it's big money now. So if, you know, usually when it's not a quick turnaround, it's those guys are getting fired. But I think, you know, you get into a pattern where if you're only giving a coach 2 to 3 years and they're not successful, then you're starting over every 2 to 3 years. And I don't think that's very smart either. So I think kind of that 4 to 5 year window, if you don't see progress, you don't see wins, it's probably time to look for a different fit. But, you know, the guys that only last 2 years and get fired, I feel sorry for them. I don't think it's fair. I mean, that's not enough time to build a team and build a program around exactly what you and your staff want to do.
In your opinion, and I know there may be a little bias, but do you think there's any possibility to win a big-time college football championship without a legit quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a possibility, but you got to have, I mean, there can't be any holes anywhere else on your team. You know, you gotta have the ability to stop people defensively. And then, you know, if you don't have a guy that can throw it and make plays in the passing game, you better be able to have a great running game. So I think the possibility's there, but, you know, when you can round it out and have a quarterback that protects the football, doesn't turn it over, puts your offense in the right position, and then, you know, can make the throws when they're presented to them, it takes your chances to a whole nother level.
Great point right there, Bobby. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at some of the records from the previous years of the Colorado Buffs, and it looks like they haven't been to a bowl game in 8+ years. So, you know, this has been a perennial loser, unfortunately. It hurts my heart to say that, but things are in the right direction now. How big is a college university buy-in from people even outside of the football program. How big is that as far as turning around perception and starting to have a winning season?
You know, I think it's huge, and I think it's very apparent, you know, who we're talking about, the University of Colorado right now. I think the Rick George, the current athletic director who's been there a few years now, has done a phenomenal job, but he did a phenomenal job because he got the president of the university and the chancellor of the university to buy into his vision. And, you know, an athletic department can support it all day long, but, you know, if there's not the support from the university and the community that you live in and the city where the school is, it's always going to be an uphill battle. And I think, you know, for instance, in Boulder, you know, getting the facilities built that they have now because the school was on board with it and the community was on board with it has taken recruiting to a whole nother level. So it takes way more than just the football program and athletic department.
As you know, Bobby, because you've been on our show before and you're a supporter of what we do with Before You Go Pro, we actually work with young student athletes, young football players. So we have kids that are going through college seasons, kids that are going through high school, junior college seasons as we speak. You went off to Miami of Ohio, then went back to junior college, and then went off to the University of Colorado. We have a young man considering that right now. Do you feel like junior college is a good spot for a lot of young players?
You know, yeah, for me, if you just look at my situation, it couldn't have worked out any better. I'll be the first to admit I didn't really know too much about the junior college route when I was looking to transfer until I had a high school coach come to me and say, hey, you should really do this because, you know, at the end of the day, you get your 5 official visits back. And you're actually playing against some really good competition, you know, where at whatever junior college you decide. And I think it's a no-brainer. If your goal is to play at, you know, major college football and you have the academic grades to get into one of those schools and you can go to a junior college and play and put up numbers or get on, you know, get some good film put together, you know, schools are going to find you because at the end of the, you know, when you look at it, you're 2.5 years older than a high school senior they go recruit. So I think it's a great option because it's a chance for you to play, to learn from somebody else, and then ultimately, you know, basically get recruited all over again.
You had to fight pretty much for your playing time up at CU, and you eventually, like I said, took the team all the way to a championship. For the kid that's listening right now, we actually have a young man that's playing for the University of Colorado, Donovan Lee, who's fighting for playing time. For a kid that was in your shoes back in 2000, 2001, what would you tell a young man that's a backup right now as far as staying ready?
You know, basically you have to appreciate your role. You're part of a team. Your brothers are out there, and you can't let them down. You can't not prepare because you're not the number one guy. You can't be ready at the drop of a hat because you're not the number one guy, because all you'd be doing is letting your teammates down and your brothers down if that's the way you looked at it. So you never know when your name's going to get called, and if you're not prepared, you're not ready to play, your head's not in the game, you're not following everything that's going on when your number does get called, it's going to be a rude awakening. So it's going to happen sooner or later. And, you know, it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but, you know, you got to be able to be ready and take advantage of that opportunity when it's presented to you, because some guys go out there, they're not ready, and then they don't see the field again. Or some guys go out there and they are ready and they are prepared, and the guy that whose spot they took never sees the field again. So it's you can't get down on yourself. You can't hang your head in practice because you feel like you should be out there instead of somebody else. Because the most important thing is, you know, the other 100 guys, your brothers, your teammates, that you need to be ready for when it is time to play.
I'm glad you worded everything the way that you did, and CU has a young quarterback right now, Montez, that was ready for the calling when his time came. And it's just a perfect illustration. And it just reminded me also of your situation when Craig Oakes went down. You were ready and you took the team all the way. I think for a person and also for a team, Bobby, there has to be a moment of confidence where you really take the reins on your opportunity. For you back in 2001, what was that particular moment of confidence where you started to own your situation when you became the starter?
You know, I'd probably have to say it was probably the Oklahoma State game. We were in Stillwater. We were losing at halftime. You know, I came into the game really late in the first half. We turned the ball over. I think they ran it back for a touchdown. So, you know, the second half of that Oklahoma State game, when we fought back and got two scores to win, and our, you know, you guys in the defense held them to nothing in the second half. You know, I think that was kind of the moment where I was like, all right, yeah, I can do this. And I think everybody else in the huddle, you know, kind of said, you know, they, not that they doubted it, but, you know, they still needed those to see those moments and see those throws being made to go, all right, we got a guy, we're not worried about it anymore. So I think that was, you know, definitely a pivotal moment in that season.
What do you think for this Buffs team, this 4-1, 2-0 conference leader team, what do you think was the moment of confidence for them where they started believing they could compete with people?
You know, honestly, I think it was, you know, you go to Ann Arbor, you play the number 4 or 5, whatever ranked team Michigan was at the time, you know, and you're up in that game and really should have won the game. So I think that, I mean, took their confidence level so high that they were able to, you know, watch the film, turn the page, learn from their mistakes, and go to Eugene, which is a tough place to play, and you know, win a game on the road in the conference and beat Oregon. So I think as a, you know, kind of those 2 weeks back to back, the Michigan game showed them they could do it. And then going in and beating a conference team in, you know, in Eugene really proved it to them. And now they understand that they belong there and they're really good.
Great point right there. If this team doesn't go to a bowl game, is that a disappointment for this team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're 4-1. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to get to 6 wins. You know, my hopes and aspirations for these guys is much higher. I mean, I think if they can find a way to go on the road and beat USC in the Coliseum this weekend, I mean, they're in the driver's seat to win their division and play for the conference championship. So no bowl game would be a huge letdown.
Great point right there. And we are in the BYGP locker room. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood. We've been graced to have some time for Mr. Bobby Pesavento, former CU quarterback, 2001 Big 12 champion, also played pro ball as well. So just a great time here. A couple more questions for you, Bobby, and we appreciate the time. I'm really interested in your opinion as far as ranking the following three. So you can say number one for what you feel is the top one, and then three being the least important. They're all important, but least important. How would you rank the following attributes: talent, team chemistry, or teamwork for a team that wants to eventually win a championship?
Can you repeat the beginning of that one more time? I lost you for a second.
No problem. I want you to rank talent, team chemistry, and teamwork for teams that are aspiring to be champions. What do you feel like is the most important, and you can have that as your first one?
Definitely team chemistry. You know, I truly believe you got to have guys that care for each other and love each other and would go to battle and do anything for one another. Before you can ever start thinking about winning championships.
And then between teamwork teamwork ethic and team chemistry, which one would be next?
Definitely, you know, I would go the teamwork over talent.
I know you said team chemistry, but as far as talent, excuse me, talent and work ethic, what would be next?
Definitely work ethic. You know, I'm a big believer in being a team guy and a hardworking guy. So you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the work ethic to, you know, to put in the hours in the weight room and in the meeting rooms, watching film, that talent goes to waste.
Great point right there. And obviously, when we won the championship back in 2001, a lot of guys got personal opportunity. Guys got drafted. You even played pro ball yourself. What's your opinion for the young kids listening, the parents listening? Why do college teams like to recruit from great high schools? Why do pro teams like to draft from certain colleges, in your opinion?
I think it's pretty simple. I think it's just because those kids have learned and know how to win and what it takes. They understand how much hard work it takes, what the discipline is, you know, what it takes to be a team player, what it takes to, you know, to truly count on the guys around you. I mean, you can have all the talent in the world and have 22 talented guys on offense and defense, but, you know, if they don't know how to win and they don't get what it takes to dig down deep and find that extra whatever it is, you know, late in the game to close people out, none of that other stuff really matters. So, you know, everybody's talented, right? I mean, if you're playing big-time college football or you're playing professional football, everybody's got talent. But it really comes down to the guys that want to work hard, that hate to lose, that will do anything they can to do their job as best possible for their, like I keep saying, for their teammates and their brothers, because that's what it's all about, you know? I mean, you got to want to do it for the guy next to you and the guy across from you that you line up with every day.
Perfect, perfect. And last but not least, do you think the Bus actually have a chance this weekend versus USC?
I absolutely do. I think this team is really, really good on both sides of the football. And don't get me wrong, it'll be tough. USC's still talented, even though they're, you know, I think they're 2-2, but they're still a talented bunch of guys. So I read earlier this week, CU has never beat USC in the history of all their games. So, and this has been a pretty interesting year so far.
We were a part of one of those losses.
we were pretty close, but we didn't finish. You know, but CU has been pretty good at beating streaks right now this year. So, I think they're poised and ready to continue this run they're on.
Hey, we got a caller. Do you mind taking a quick question before we let you go?
Yeah, no problem.
Never mind. They must have thought we were ending the show, so they just hung up. So, hey, Bobby, I know there's football on tonight, and I know you're probably sitting back watching the tube, and I know you've been keeping a close eye on these CU Buffs. So, hey, we appreciate the time tonight, and we'll definitely have you back on, and go Buffs, huh?
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you having me, man. Go Buffs.
All right. So, hey, that is Mr. Bobby Pesavento, dear friend of mine, former teammate. And like I said, you guys, you young players that are listening, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. And for Bobby, it came right in the midst of a Big 12 championship hunt. He was ready for the call, took our team all the way. And is still living in Colorado. Life is good for Bobby in Colorado. I'm sure he gets a bunch of free beers, steps out just because of the fact that he was ready for his opportunity. So you guys that are out there fighting, keep on fighting. For you young players that maybe the season's going tough right now, keep your spirits up, stay strong, and things will turn around. Be a leader amongst men, amongst boys on your team, and maybe you guys can turn some things around. So hopefully you guys got something out of tonight's show. We are definitely excited about what's going on in Boulder, Colorado, and we will be back live next week with some more great guests and information for all you young aspiring football players and parents. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP family. We will see you at the top. Have a good one.
Closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever been.
Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. To get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mouth. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted, but that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can't get in the doors, but it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I've ever been.
My whole life's been a chase, it's a gift and a curse. Was on my way up to the top and slipped into reverse. And the same thing I thought killed me brought out the real me. That's real, see? You gotta find what you love and let it kill you. Just gotta live with the will like Uncle Phil do. Cause on the real, everybody go through times when the sun don't shine. Don't know when our time will come, but it will come in time. Cause yo, I said it first, ain't no telling where I'm headed. So this is for the people that was with me when I said it. And when I said it, I meant it, I swear I won't forget it. Told my family and my friends that I'm forever indebted.
Closer, closer. Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever been.
You start losing your mind when you're gone all the time, and you're always on the move. And you try to remind yourself it's gonna be fine, and you're hoping that it's true, true. You start losing your mind when you're gone all the time, and you always wanna move. And you try to remind yourself it's gonna be fun, and you're hoping that it's true. But I know we're getting close.